The space race has mostly been about exploration, science, and collaboration, but it might soon be about money and war. From American Public Media, this is Marketplace Tech. I'm Molly Wood. Last week, President Trump directed the Pentagon to create a sixth branch of the military, known as the Space Force. It's actually something that was proposed last year as part of the budget for the Department of Defense. And a DOD report to Congress in March said that, quote, space has become a war-fighting domain. Right now, for example, the military is worried about Russian or Chinese missiles that could cripple telecommunications satellites. The Air Force has lobbied against a Space Force, and Congress did not authorize it. Here on Marketplace, we've been tracking the new economy of space with Kimberly Adams, our senior Washington correspondent and resident space expert. I asked her if the president is making an end run around Congress.
Congress actually controls who gets money for things. So the president can say, yeah, set up a space force. But until Congress decides to fund said space force, it doesn't really exist.
So let's say it does move forward. What would it look like? And more importantly, how much might it cost?
So, I mean, you already have tens of billions of dollars being spent by the Air Force on space-related things. And it's unclear how much something like this would cost because we don't even know what it would look like. Would it just be, you know, a couple of small teams working on issues like orbital debris and spy satellites and maybe way down the road the development of sort of military weapons in space? Or are we talking about training up the next generation of astronauts in an Air Force Academy or West Point style military school, in which case that's a big infrastructure project? So it really depends. You can't really put a price tag on it when we don't really know what it would look like.
What would that mean globally? I mean, as far as I know, no other country has an official space branch of the military. Could it kickstart militarization of space in other countries too?
There is already a huge amount of space infrastructure that is being used for military purposes. But in terms of other countries stepping into this space in any technology race, whether it be in space or in the development of missiles or guns or even artificial intelligence, where one country goes, other countries tend to follow.
So what is the symbolism of applying that kind of mentality, do you think, to space?
It's funny. The president actually mentioned that in his speech. He said this move to create a space force would be great for the American psyche and inspire a whole new generation of scientists and researchers and people wanting to be astronauts. And, you know, if you think about when you and I were little and you want to grow up and be an astronaut, you by default say, oh, I want to grow up and be an astronaut for NASA. But now there's this opening of so many other venues of being involved in space than there used to be. It used to be just NASA. And in many ways, this type of move is a continuation of the expansion of opportunities available in space.
And so I know that, you know, some of the immediate response to this was like, this is not Starship Troopers. This is not about, you know, recruiting for an awesome legion of space going warriors. But it's kind of, it's just hard not to go that way in your brain, right?
Yeah, you know, but at the same time, this is important. This is going to become an increasing part of our lives in future generations. And decisions like this that may seem superficial right now are probably going to be pretty meaningful down the road.
That's Marketplace's Kimberly Adams. Next up for Space Force, the Department of Defense will deliver a report to Congress in August on how such a branch might be set up. In a research note Friday, Morgan Stanley said if the Space Force happens, it could drive investment and innovation and help turn the space economy into a trillion-dollar industry. I'm Molly Wood, and that's Marketplace Tech. This is APM. We're all about making people smarter, as you know, about the financial forces that govern our lives through solid reporting, interesting stories, and the kinds of conversations we get to have on programs like this one.
It's important work that we are already doing, have been doing for a long time, and with your help, we will do even more of it for as little as $5 a month, $5. Become a marketplace investor.
This is a great opportunity to be part of our efforts to raise the economic intelligence of people across the country and to make a real impact on people's lives and the decisions that they make.
So now's the time, gang. Go to marketplace.org and donate whatever amount is right for you to become a marketplace investor. And thanks a lot.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.